The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello there, BT and News listeners. It's Friday, and it's also the last day of November. Woo-hoo-hoo, 26 days till Christmas, boys and girls. Yes, indeed, it is November 30th, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Probably doing it right now, aren't you, while you're listening to this podcast? You looking through your Facebook news feed, saying, yeah, I don't like that. Crap, not that crap again. Scroll, scroll, scroll. We've all been there. Well, Facebook might actually be able to help us with that pretty soon. Apparently, they're testing a thing out there that will block certain words from your wall. That's right, you're hearing me correctly. Facebook is working on a way to let you ban words, phrases, emojis, everything that shows up in your personal timelines. Now, of course, they're saying right now, it's just in testing, meaning chances are you're probably not seeing this feature yet, and you may never see this feature. But from little birdies we're hearing on the inside talking about it, it's kind of working. Yeah, shall we say about 60% of the time. Though they are saying it is getting better as the days go along. Now, as far as us asking these little birdies on the inside when this is going to be hitting prime time, they have no idea. Stating that there's a long way to go in testing before they start rolling this out to the public. Again, if it ever rolls out to the public. One thing I'm pretty sure about, though, that we probably won't be able to use words to hide from our timeline, anything to do with ads. Yeah, just like the rest of you right now, I'm going, damn it. Well, you might remember yesterday we were telling you about the XR. It's the number one phone from the iPhone maker, Apple. And also the one they're cutting production on. I don't know. Still, that's up in the air. I don't know where that story's going. Nonetheless, though, they're apparently wanting you to buy one, or at least one of the new phones, because Apple's ready to offer you $100 credit. That's right. As long as you bring in a good old working iPhone to trade it in for an XR or XS. Say you got an iPhone 6S. Apple is actually going to give you more. They're going to give you a $200 credit that you can put towards a XR or XS. An iPhone 6 or 6 Plus looks like you're only getting it $100 off. So why would Apple be doing this? Well, it's probably because we're hearing iPhone sales, yeah, a little on the slow side. But we're actually hearing from them, it's a great holiday promotion. Right. Now, from what I'm reading as far as the press release goes, I don't know about phones that are any lower than, say, iPhone 6. I have heard people say they brought in a 5S and they were actually able to get credit. But if you got, say, an old iPhone 4, I don't know how well your mileage is going to be. And finally, yesterday we were talking about porn at Starbucks. Now we're talking about poop at McDonald's. Yes, old McDonald's. Now we're not talking about poop in the food. We're talking about these new tech-savvy McDonald's. You know, when you go up to the menu there, you choose what you want. Oh, I want to add that. Customize your order. It's all on that little screen there. Hey, you thinking, well, where's the poop at? The poop's on the screen. Yes, there's been an investigation at these McDonald's that have these lovely little touch screens. And guess what they're finding on them? On every single one of them, by the way, feces. This was all according to a report found in the UK's Metro. What happens, Metro swab the ordering touchscreens at local McDonald's franchises, did their usual tested swab kits and all that, send them off to the lab, results came back, and yet the shit on the screen. Now the problem is with this, with feces being on these touchscreens, it's probably getting on your fingers now. And we all know how we are, sometimes those fingers end up, you know, rubbing our eyes, picking our nose, might be biting off a fingernail, and you probably got poop there now. Hey, I'm sorry, I'm being so disgusting today. This is real life news, people. So the next time you're in front of a McDonald's touchscreen, might be best to get out those sanitary wipes. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is our website where you can subscribe to our podcast, check out our blog and review section. That's all over there. Go check it out for your tech needs right now. Also check out for your needs our Facebook and Instagram pages at British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter as well at British Tech. But don't forget about our Slack room, our BTN community. That is where it is always fun to hang out and talk nerdy tech all day long. Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a great Friday and a fantastic weekend ahead. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.